We share Jesus today, share the good news of the gospel. You know, it's always good to hear, isn't it? The good news of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The fact that He saves, the fact that God loves us so much, that He provided for every person who would accept Jesus Christ. He provided for every person. But not all accept Jesus. That's the sad part of the whole thing, isn't it? But, you know, Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and paid sin's debt for all of us. He paid for all sin, for all mankind, for all time, in order that whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may come. But we have to come through the way God provided, and that way is Jesus Christ. Well, this is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day. This is the only day we've got. We don't have yesterday. We don't have tomorrow. We have to live in the now. And you know, so many of us worry about yesterday, what happened, and worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, that we spend our now worrying about yesterday or tomorrow and not really living in the now. Live in the moment. Live right now. This is the only moment you've got. Take a deep breath. That's the breath for you right now. It's gone now, but you've got another one. Draw another deep breath. Now, you live that way, my friend, one breath at a time, one heartbeat at a time, one moment at a time. And you know, there's a little saying that I like. It says, goes something like this: life by the yard is hard, but life by the inch is a cinch. Now, that's just a cute little saying, but it has a lot of truth in it, my friend. You know, don't cross tomorrow's bridge. You're not there yet. You know, most of what we worry about never really happens. Let's live today. Let's enjoy the presence of the Lord in our lives today for all of us who are the children of God. He promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. He's right here, closer than your breath. He's in you. Your body is His temple. He's right here with you. Enjoy His presence. Fellowship with Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's what it's all about, my friend, rejoicing in the fact that God is on the throne today. Nothing is taking place that takes God by surprise. Nothing that takes place on this earth causes God to say, oops. No, there's no surprises to God, my friend. He's in control. He's in control, and He's promised to make all things work together for our good to those of us who love Him and are called according to His purpose. So we can just rejoice in Him today. We can just relax, really, in Him and rest in Him, because He is God of gods and Lord of lords and King of kings. There's nothing that's going to surprise God today. He's in control, my friend. Now, it may look like things are out of control on this earth, but my friend, He's in control. God is in control. And you know, Jesus is coming back soon. I believe it's soon. I really do. He's coming back first to catch away the bride, to catch away His church. And that's you, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's you. I'm not talking about belonging to a local church. That's fine. We should. But believers belong to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the important church. You know, there are people, I'm sure, in every local church that are really not saved. They're not Christians. They're not really true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, being a member of a local church doesn't save you. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ is what saves you. Now, listen to me carefully. I'm not speaking against the local church by any means. The local church is very important, and I'm a pastor. So I'm very supportive of local churches, and we need to be a part of a local assembly, a local church. But we don't put our faith in that local church. We don't put our faith in the pastor. We don't put our faith in other people. We put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what saves us, my friend. And we become a part of the body of Christ by believing in and trusting in and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart and into our life. Well, this is a wonderful day, because it's the day the Lord has made and given to us to have fellowship with Him. You know, I remember that old Westminster Catechism, and I remember seeing it maybe for the first time many, many years ago, and it first just kind of caught me by surprise almost, because it says this: the whole duty of man is to love God and to enjoy Him forever. Now, what kind of threw me was that enjoy part. Because I was raised in a somewhat fundamentalist church, and the emphasis was placed on serving the Lord, serving the Lord. So, you know, I would have thought it would have said the whole duty of man is to love God and to serve Him forever. No, the whole duty of man is to love God and to enjoy Him forever. God wants to have fellowship with you today. Are you having fellowship with Him? He enjoys your presence. He misses His time with you. Do you miss your time with Him? Well, we just need to rejoice and just say, Father, thank You for being such a loving Heavenly Father. Thank You for working in every situation around me to cause it to work together for my good. I may not see it. I may not think it is for my good at the moment, but You promised me. You said in Your word in Romans 8:28 that You're working in me for my good. You're causing all things to work together for my good. We can rejoice in that, dear Father, dear friend. Our Father loves us with an everlasting love. A love that does not diminish, a love that does not change. He wants the very best for us. Isn't that what any good father wants for his children, the very best for them? Now, Jesus said it somewhat like this in Matthew 7. He said, you know how to give good gifts to your children, you who are parents. If your child asks you for a piece of fish, you don't toss him a scorpion, something that will hurt him. Or if he asks you for bread, you don't toss him a stone and say, here, take this. You know how to give good gifts to your children, he said. Now, how much more does your Heavenly Father know to give good gifts to you? Now, one of those references says good gifts, the other says the Holy Spirit. Now, that's basically the same, because all good gifts come to us from God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and are manifested within us and manifested through our lives by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So the Holy Spirit is the gift of God, my friend, and all of the things are out, coming out of the Holy Spirit that is within us. Well, let's just continue to rejoice today, okay? Continue to be thankful and to thank God for His provision, for His protection, for His great and marvelous love. God is so good to me, and He's so good to you, my friend. God is good. That's a good definition of God. By His very nature, He loves us with an everlasting love. By His very nature, He extends mercy to us. He does not give us what we deserve. That's a good definition of mercy. God does not give us what we deserve. That is punishment. But He gives us mercy. He gives us mercy. And then beyond that, He gives us His grace. What we don't deserve, He gives to us. He gives us His love, His favor. And that's grace, my friend. Oh, what a wonderful Father we have today, and what a wonderful Savior we have, Jesus, the name that is above every other name. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Think about it just a moment with me, dear friend. The most important decision that we can make as human beings is the decision, what will we do with Jesus? You see, that determines eternal life. Think about eternal life in comparison to this time we spend upon this earth. It is described in Ecclesiastes as short and fleeting, and like the grass that is here today and tomorrow is dried up and thrown into the oven and it's gone. That's life here upon this earth. Ecclesiastes speaks of the body returning to the dust from which it came, from the elements of the earth from which the body is made. But our spirit, Ecclesiastes says, returns to God who gave it. Now the question is, where does our soul go? Our person. Spirit is life, you see. Spirit is life within us. Jesus said it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits little, he said. Or the flesh profits nothing, he said. It's the spirit that gives life. Remember when God formed man back in Genesis, Adam? It says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. In other words, he imparted his spirit into man. The soul, that's the person that we are. Where does it go? The body goes back to the dust of the ground from which it came. Now it will be resurrected for those who are children of God. It will be resurrected and changed into a perfect body, into an immortal body, and the person will reoccupy that perfect body. So it's not a permanent thing for those who are the children of God, but for those who are unsaved. You know, that body is going to be resurrected too at a much later time, Revelation chapter 20, at the great white throne judgment. And that person is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. The person who rejects Jesus, who does not accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus is the very demonstration of God's love to us, my friend. And I pray today that you know him. That's our fondest prayer here at Tri-State Gospel. For myself, I'm Gil Hammond. For Jan, my wife. For John and for Jay and for Jamie and for all of us connected with Tri-State Gospel Radio or Central Kentucky Gospel Radio or Southern Kentucky Gospel Radio. Our fondest prayer, the reason we do this, proclaim the good news of the gospel, is so that you might hear, your loved ones might hear, and be led by the Holy Spirit to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God so loved mankind that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world or mankind, but that mankind through him, through Jesus, might be saved. That's God's purpose. Peter says that, or the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Peter says that God is not willing that any should perish. But God's desire is that everyone come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's God's desire for us. But he created us with a free will, so we are able to choose yes or to say no to God. And if we choose yes, we receive Jesus Christ into our heart and into our life as our Lord and Savior, then we become a child of God. Then we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Then we become citizens of heaven. And it's only by that way. It's only through Jesus. There is no other way. God's great love is demonstrated to us in Jesus Christ coming into this world, as Philippians chapter 2 says, laying aside his glory for a time and taking upon himself the robe of flesh, he came to walk among us and to go to the cross. And on that cross of Calvary, He gave his life. He laid down his life, and he shed his own blood. He was the sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice, to pay for all sin, for all mankind, for all time, in order that whosoever will may come and receive forgiveness of sins, receive cleansing of sins, and receive salvation in Jesus Christ. What wonderful love. And that's a timeless truth, my friend. It's true today. It was true yesterday. It will be true tomorrow. For God's love does not change. You know, one of the greatest blessings that God has given to me is the permission to share His love, to share His great love. God has commissioned me to share with you that He loves you with an unfailing love, with an unconditional love, with a love that does not change, with a love that does not go up and down with the weather or something else. He doesn't change in His love for you depending upon your behavior. You know, a lot of people think that if they're bad, God won't love them. I've even heard parents say that to children, and what a sad thing that is. That's a lie of the devil, that God won't love you if you're not good, or God won't love you if you're bad. That's just a lie of the devil. God loves you, and His love doesn't change. Now, God has blessed me, I think. I just rejoice in being able to share God's love with you and with individuals and with many, many people. I'm so blessed to be able to say to someone who is just down under the thumb of the devil, believing the lie of the devil that God can't love them anymore and God wouldn't save them and God wouldn't forgive them and all those kinds of things. Those are lies of the devil. God will forgive you over and over and over and over and over, and it just goes on and on. It doesn't stop. There's no end to God's forgiveness because there's no end to the payment of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for all sin, for all mankind, for all time. Therefore, God is justified in forgiving us our sin and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, as 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says. If we confess our sin, and there's a big if right at the beginning of that, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friend, you do not go beyond God's forgiveness. You do not go beyond God's mercy. There's no such thing. There's no sinner that sins so much that they're beyond the ability of God to save, to forgive, and to cleanse, and to save. That's a lie of the devil. So if you know anyone that's feeling like that they've gone so far into sin that God won't save them or can't save them, that's a lie of the devil. Share with them the good news that God loves them with an everlasting love, with an unconditional love. I spoke earlier that that's our privilege here at Tri-State Gospel and Central Kentucky Gospel and Southern Kentucky Gospel to share the love of God. What a joy it is to share the salvation plan of God. Jesus coming to the cross, going to the cross, paying sin's debt for all mankind for all time. Remember now, He paid for all sin, so all sin is paid for already. He paid for all sin for all of mankind. No one was left out. And He paid for it for all time, past and present and future. All sin has been paid for at the cross of Calvary by Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that all sin is automatically forgiven, because in order to receive God's forgiveness, we must choose to confess our sin to Him. And then He's made the promise that if we confess, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a joy to share that good news. We do it on these three radio stations, reaching into portions of four states, 365 days of the year, 24 hours of every day, and we do it just as much as we can. We can't do it every minute, every hour, but we do it just as much as we can. We have to have some community kind of events that satisfy the FCC. We have things like weather, and we have things like the news that are not necessarily the gospel. They're certainly not good news. But just as much as we can, of every 24-hour period, we share the gospel in song or in spoken word. And by the way, you who are partners with us, help us do that. You know that. And we're so grateful to you who are partners with us. You become a partner with Tri-State Gospel. Tri-State Gospel is the religious nonprofit corporation that is the umbrella for all three of these radio stations, WIOK, Falmouth, Cincinnati, WYGH, Parish, Lexington, and WIDS, Russell Springs, Jamestown. All three are under the umbrella of Tri-State Gospel. And when you make a donation to Tri-State Gospel, you're really making an investment for all eternity in proclaiming the good news of the gospel. Now, you can write to us at Tri-State Gospel, Post Office Box 50, Falmouth, Kentucky, 41040. Now, you may say, why send something to Falmouth if I'm listening in North Central Tennessee or Southern Kentucky or down in Paris, Lexington area? Well, Falmouth is the home address, the headquarters of Tri-State Gospel. So by making a contribution to Tri-State Gospel, you're really helping to pay the operating expenses of all three radio stations, WIOK, WYGH, and WIDS. Now, if you're not a partner with us, would you pray about it? We don't ask anybody to become a partner, but we do ask every listener to pray about becoming a partner with us. Pray about it, and then do what God leads you to do. Our address again, Tri-State Gospel, Post Office Box 50, Falmouth, Kentucky, 41040. And by the way, this is a wonderful mission effort for churches. Think of it. We're proclaiming the gospel all around you, in your community, in your back door, your side door, and your front door. We're proclaiming the good news of the gospel. So consider prayerfully making Tri-State Gospel a part of your local mission giving of your church. We have a lot of churches that are partners with us in Tri-State Gospel. In fact, we have individuals, of course, who are partners. We have couples who are partners. We have businesses that are partners with us at Tri-State Gospel. We have Sunday school classes and various other organizations. We have churches. You can become a partner with us in any of those ways. So prayerfully consider in your church making Tri-State Gospel a part of your mission effort. We feel like that we make a very good local missions effort on your behalf, for we're proclaiming the gospel message 24 hours of every day, 365 days of every year, to anyone who will tune in and listen to 107.5 FM here in the Falmouth, Cincinnati area, or to 1440 AM in the Paris, Lexington area, or to 570 AM in the Russell Springs, Jamestown, Lake Cumberland area. And that station reaches into north central Tennessee. So with the three stations, we reach into portions of four states, from north central Tennessee into southern Kentucky, central Kentucky, northern Kentucky, into southwest Ohio, and southeast Indiana. Again, once again, our address, Tri-State Gospel, Post Office Box 50, Falmouth, Kentucky. We'd like to hear from you and know that you're gift would be most appreciated, and know that it is needed at this time. Well, let's get back right now to our program, Tri-State Praise. Today we've been talking about God's wonderful love, God's wonderful love that is everlasting. Now, there is another side of God that we need to speak about. It's not as pleasant to speak about, and that's God's wrath. Now, God's wrath will be visited upon all of those who do not accept Jesus, who reject Jesus. Now, listen to me just a moment. If you gave your only begotten Son, like Jesus, like God did, to save someone, and that someone then rejected that and said, no, I don't want to accept that, that would probably make you very angry. Now, it makes God very angry for one of us as his creation, for one of us as part of mankind to reject his son, Jesus. Now, when we go into eternity, we either go one of two places. For those who are the children of God, for those who've trusted Jesus and received him into their heart and life, we go to heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But for those who've rejected Jesus and said no to God's Son, they go to hell itself. And ultimately, in Revelation chapter 20, at the great white throne judgment, they will be cast into the lake of fire, right behind the devil and his angels, that burns forever and ever. That's God's wrath upon those that reject his Son. Now, his love is there for everyone. His salvation is there for everyone who will receive it. But Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 7 that the way that leads to eternal life is narrow, and few there be that find it. My friend, it's our prayer that you have found the narrow way, and that narrow way is Jesus. There is no other way, my friend. There is no other way. Now think about it a moment. Satan will do everything he can to get you to believe that there's another way to salvation, because if he can get you to believe that there's some other way, your works or your membership in a certain organization or a certain church, if he can get you to believe that that saves you, then he's got you trapped and going to hell. You see, there are many good people who are in churches that aren't saved, and they're going to hell because they haven't believed in Jesus and haven't trusted Jesus. Jesus said, the way is narrow, and few there be that find it, that leads to eternal life. He said, the way that leads to destruction is broad, and many go in thereat. And then he said a few sentences later that many will say to me in that day of judgment, have we not done great works in thy name? Have we not cast out demons in thy name? And he will say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity, I never knew you. Oh, my friend, I've accepted the love of Jesus. I've accepted the offer of salvation from God, my Father, in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful today. You know, every request we make to God is to be made with thanksgiving. Let's be thankful today, dear friend. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior we have. So let's just give him thanks today.